You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, real quick, before you get into your sports topic, I do want to give you some quick kudos because I dove in last night to episode one of The Great on Hulu. It was my 45-minute treadmill show yesterday, and thank you for the recommendation. I like it. Just after episode one, I'm like, okay, I'm hooked.
Fantastic.
I'm in, so I'm going to give it a few more and see how it goes.
Fantastic.
But I really like it, so thank you for the recommendation. A lot of people writing in about that yesterday. What was that show? What was it?
Yeah, I was answering a lot of emails about that, too.
I did a few more this morning that came in overnight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at those. The disclaimer remains, though, and especially as it progresses, not for everyone.
It's naughty.
And if you are easily offended by sex and or language,
which I
do
am,
not watch that show.
So this is, I'm tiptoeing into this.
Yeah.
It's naughty. It's naughty, naughty.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, so thank you.
And you'll really get attached to the characters, all the various characters.
Good.
They do a good job of painting each character in a very unique way as the seasons progress.
Excellent.
So good for
all
you.
Right.
I told you, I guess it was like 2 months ago, that Gretchen and I went to a high school football game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, your butt hurt.
Yeah, my butt hurt after it was hard in bleachers. But, you know, we moved a couple of years ago to this small town in northern Georgia, and we thought, let's go support the local high school. Let's go check out a game. And they were good, and they won big and stuff like that. Here's the thing. That little high school team is playing this Saturday in the state championship.
Hey, good for them.
Look at that.
Hey.
So I was telling Gretch about it. I said, that's pretty cool. We just moved here. Now they're playing for the state championship. So I decided to, for whatever reason, just to tell my stepdaughter, Zoe, she's 19, and I stuck my head in her door and I said, hey, just so you know, our local team, they're playing for the state championship this Saturday night. Her response was, and I wrote it down, quote, after she gave me a blank look for like 5 seconds, her response was, so they're like good?
Oh, you're like, yeah. LOL.
So they're like good? And then I it dawned on me. It's like she cares zilch about sports. Nothing.
Sure.
It's not for her. It's not for her at all. I remember a couple of times she has sat down and watched an NFL game with me just to kind of learn a little bit about it. But I think I told you her whole question was, well, what's the whole 10-yard thing? What does third and four mean?
Yeah,
blah,
if you're not into this, you have no idea.
It. And the thing is, her boyfriend is very into it. I mean, he is one of those 19-year-old, you know, testosterone-fueled college boys who's like, about sports. And she knows nothing about it, doesn't care for it, doesn't like it.
It's all right.
I'm not complaining, and I'm not saying it's not all right. It's totally fine. But I wonder sometimes about how, because our nation is so sports crazy, what it's like to be somebody like her or you, Jeremy, who's not into sports, and what is your life like having to deal with a country that is so
I laugh at it
with
a little bit.
Stupid
things. I just laugh at it. I'm like, this is so funny, especially when I see the sports guys next door reeling off their points and stats, as I call it. Points and stats. And I laugh at it, and I think it's just kind of cute that they're just kind of into this. And then I, you know, it's like, then I turn the camera on myself. Yeah, I'm not spending hours and hours every weekend watching sports and, you know, just being enthralled with it. I mean, but yet I'll go onto YouTube and get lost for 2 hours on videos about trucks and, you know, stats and specs when it comes to vehicles. I mean, that's kind of stuff I like.
Right.
So I'll get lost for hours in that kind of stuff. When it gets awkward is I have two really good main group of guy friends. It's dad squad from school, which is like 10 guys. And then my neighborhood group of guy friends, all the neighbors, which is like 6 guys or whatever. And I will be sitting there in either group, and both of those groups love sports, and they'll be talking about points and stats, and I just feel very awkward sitting there. I can't contribute anything to the conversation.
Are you worried about saying something snarky too, because then they won't include you anymore?
No, because they know my snark, and I will throw out, you know, comments about stuff like that. But
do they know you're not into sports?
Yes, I've made it clear. I've made it clear. I was like, I don't watch sports.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's just not for me. Whatever. I was telling Dom the other day off the air, because Dom was, gosh, he was going off about some college football games or whatever.
Michigan.
And whatever. And I was like, you know, buddy, I have seen in my entire life, and I'm not exaggerating, one college football game. One, and it was when my dad got some free tickets to go see CU and CSU play down at Mile High, and it was years ago. I think I was probably beginning college or something, and I went with him, and it was a great time. It was a lot of fun, but it is the one college football game I have ever seen, and I'm not even joking. I don't.
That's fine.
Zero. Besides that.
So I find myself in a weird spot because I'm an analytical sports fan, meaning it doesn't mean I'm all into stats. And what I mean by that is I like watching, and I'm down to just football. The other sports I'm kind of weaned myself from. I find myself watching, and I'm not the face painter, jump up and down, get excited. I analyze the games, and I enjoy watching them, but I care nothing about the individual jocks.
Okay.
In other words, you got people who are ravenous fans of particular athletes, and they'll even fight you if you say something bad about, you know, this particular athlete, or who's better, LeBron or Michael Jordan. So it's like, I don't care about the individual jocks.
Right.
I happen to think, as a sports fan, a football fan, I happen to believe, and people are free to disagree, that they're vastly overpaid for what they do. They're playing a game.
Absolutely.
I think they should be paid well. But professional football players who are now signing half a billion with a B dollar contracts.
It's crazy.
And I just don't think that professional athletes, in my opinion, just my opinion, and I don't speak for our company, obviously, which owns professional sports teams. I just don't think that jocks should be paid $50 million a year. That's just my opinion. So I'm not into the athletes. I'm into the games.
The strategy of it.
I love
it. It's like chess moves. It's like a war strategy, you know? Yeah.
And I get excited. Let me tell you, when my teams win, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I sometimes wonder, like, my wife is not real. She's not really into sports either. She'll watch occasionally.
Yeah.
But she's not. And I just wonder what it's like for people who have to live around people who are nuts about it and really just don't give a flip.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's you
just humor
because your wife's
Nick
a Broncos
Nax
fan.
A huge Broncos fan, and she has been for years. You know, she's got all the gear. She buys me gear, trying to get me excited about it. And I, out of obligation, I wear the Broncos, you know, T-shirt. Hey, big fan. You know, but yeah, it's you just kind of have to roll with it. You know, because she puts up with my crap.
Sure.
My God, she goes to Target, she looks at the action figures for me. To see if there's any new He-Man toys that I don't
have. Toys.
So she puts up with that, and then I put up with her football sport.
You know, my life changed. 2004 was the year that I did A Year Without Sports. And I did not read one line about sports. I did not watch 1 second on television. I did not listen to 1 second on the radio. I went an entire 365 days with no sports whatsoever. And I want you to know, that was one of the most productive...
There you go.
Successful years of my life. You could say it's coincidence, but I don't think so. That's when I finished writing and publishing my first book.
You kind of wonder, you start adding up the hours that you're watching the games.
Reading
about it, and you could do something else with that
time. You could do so much. Now, granted, when January 1 of 2005 rolled around, I went back. But I didn't go back. I bet I was down 75. Since that year, I bet I'm down 75% of how much time I spend on it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably,
yeah.
And it made a difference in my life.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, man.
It sounds like I'm being anti-sports, and I'm not. I just
I don't
wonder
think either
about
one of us
are not into it
at all. It's just not my jam, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, thanks for having that chat with me.
You're welcome.